Exalt, O daughter of Zion. Sing praises, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, there are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. The God whom earth and sea and sky adore and laud and magnify, whose might they own, whose praise they tell, in Mary's body deign to dwell. O Mother blessed, the chosen shrine, wherein the architect divine, whose hand contains the earth and sky, vouchsafed in hidden guise to lie. Blessed in the message Gabriel brought, blessed by the work the Spirit wrought, most blessed to bring to human birth the long-desired of all the earth. O Lord, the Virgin born, to Thee eternal praise and glory be, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Ghost forevermore. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. And yet You have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one You have anointed. You have broken Your covenant with Your servant, and dishonored His crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortress to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. I am the root and stock of David, I am the morning star. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Lord God of mercy and fidelity, you have made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty, and make us keep your commandments, so that in your new covenant we may be witnesses and heralds of your faithfulness and love on earth, and sharers of your glory in heaven. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt, and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you, so that the work of our hands may always display what your hands have done, until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face. In you is the source of life. In your light, we see light itself. From the first letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Honor the claims of widows who are real widows, that is, who are alone and bereft. If a widow has any children or grandchildren, let these learn that piety begins at home, and that they should fittingly support their parents and grandparents. This is the way God wants it to be. The real widow left destitute is one who has set her hope on God and continues night and day in supplications and prayers. A widow who gives herself up to selfish indulgences, however, leads a life of living death. Make the following rules about widows, so that no one may incur blame. If anyone does not provide for his own relatives, and especially for members of his immediate family, he has denied the faith. He is worse than an unbeliever. To be on the church's roll of widows, a widow should not be less than 60 years of age. She must have been married only once. Her good character will be attested to by her good deeds. Has she brought up children? Has she been hospitable to strangers? Has she washed the feet of Christian visitors? Has she given help to those in distress? In a word, has she been eager to do every possible good work? Refuse to enroll the younger widows, for when their passions estrange them from Christ, they will want to marry. This will bring them condemnation for breaking their first pledge. Besides, they learn to be ladies of leisure, who go about from house to house becoming not only time wasters, but gossips and busybodies as well, talking about things they are not. That is why I should like to see the younger ones marry, have children, keep house, and in general give our enemies no occasion to speak ill of us. Already some have turned away to follow Satan. If a woman church member has relatives who are widows, she must assist them. She should not let them become a burden to the church, which ought to be free to give help to the widows who are really in need. Presbyters who do well as leaders deserve to be paid double, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. The scripture says, "You shall not put a muzzle on an ox when he is threshing the grain." And also, the worker deserves his wages. Pay no attention to an accusation against a presbyter unless it is supported by two or three witnesses. The one who do commit sins, however, are to be publicly reprimanded, so that the rest may fear to offend. I charge you before God, Christ Jesus, and the chosen angels, apply these rules without prejudice, act with complete impartiality. Never lay hands hastily on anyone, or you may be sharing in the misdeeds of others. Keep yourself pure. Stop drinking water only. Take a little wine for the good of your stomach, and because of your frequent illnesses. Some men's sins are flagrant and cry out for judgment now, while other men's sins will appear only later. Similarly, some good deeds stand out clearly as such. Even inconspicuous ones cannot be hidden forever. Conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, and with one mind and one spirit, work together for the faith. Do not look to your own interest, but consider those of others. In your attitude toward one another, be of the same mind as Christ. Do not look to your own interest, but consider those of others. From a sermon by Saint Bernard. The child to be born of you will be called Holy, the Son of God, the Fountain of Wisdom, the Word of the Father on high. Through you, Blessed Virgin, this Word will become flesh, so that even though, as he says, I am in the Father and the Father is in me, it is still true for him to say, I came forth from God and am here. In the beginning was the Word, the spring was gushing forth, yet still within himself. Indeed, the Word was with God, truly dwelling in inaccessible light. And the Lord said from the beginning, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. Yet your thought was locked within you, and whatever you thought we did not know. For who knew the mind of the Lord, or who was his counselor? And so the idea of peace came down to do the work of peace. The Word was made flesh, and, even now, dwells among us. It is by faith that he dwells in our hearts, in our memory, our intellect, and penetrates even into our imagination. What concept could man have of God if he did not first fashion an image of him in his heart? By nature incomprehensible and inaccessible, he was invisible and unthinkable, but now he wished to be understood, to be seen and thought of. But how, you ask, was this done? He lay in a manger and rested on a virgin's breast, preached on a mountain and spent the night in prayer. He hung on a cross, grew pale in death, and roamed free among the dead and ruled over those in hell. He rose again on the third day and showed the apostles the wounds of the nails, the signs of victory. And finally, in their presence, he ascended into the sanctuary of heaven. How can we not contemplate this story in truth, piety, and holiness? Whatever of all this I consider, it is God I am considering. In all this he is my God. I have said it is wise to meditate on these truths, and I have thought it right to recall the abundant sweetness given by the fruits of this priestly root. And Mary, drawing abundantly from heaven, has caused this sweetness to overflow for us. O Virgin Mary, no other daughter of Jerusalem is your equal, for you are the mother of the King of Kings, you are the Queen of Heaven and of angels. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Let us pray. Lord, fill our hearts with your love, and as you reveal to us by an angel the coming of your Son as man, so lead us through his suffering and death to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, hallelujah.